You're listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
Well, let's dive into a trending report. We love doing everything local here on Mix. So what you got, Katie?
Yeah, well, we want to talk about something a little sad first, just because the Mercury Cafe is closing after 50 years.
That place has been here forever, hasn't
it? Yes, and it honestly was part of Denver's, like, their independent music scene. Like, I know, what was it? 303 played there, Blink 182, the Lumineers played there once. So they have a showing of strong artists making a trip to the Mercury Cafe. So
it's a unique little spot. I remember it was kind of dark and intimate in there, and they had a ton of like curtains and stuff. We used to go down there. I don't remember if this was with Nicole or not.
No.
It might not have
been. Past never.
We used to go down to the Mercury Cafe and watch slam poetry.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd have these slam poetry events that were pretty darn good. And then they'd go off on these monologues and all this. It was really artsy fartsy. I don't think it was with Nicole, now that I think about
it. Yeah, right? You're like, actually, that was a
like I think that was
Well, that doesn't seem like something
else.
You would do either.
I think
that was making,
to that,
making but, up for some girlfriend.
Yeah, but yeah, we would go down to the Mercury Cafe. Yeah. That place was pretty cool.
It was sad
that it's closing.
Nostalgic, for sure. So through the end of the month, that is going to be
Is there reasoning?
Closing.
Like they're just not making money anymore?
It doesn't really say.
Just
I
like,
think
over
it's just
it.
Kind of, yeah, I mean, they've been doing it for a long time, but a new bar will be moving in there. Pearl Divers is going to be the new spot. There at 2199 California Street. That's where the Mercury
Seafood
Cafe
place.
Is. Yeah. Okay.
Is it?
So,
yeah.
Mercury good. Cafe onto the Breakdancing Nationals.
We're talking.
Is amazing. Denver's going to host them for the first time. And if you remember, 8 months ago, Red Bull held their BC1 breakdancing competition at Temple Nightclub. So now this is
cool.
Called National Cypher, and it'll feature 16 B-boys and 16 B-girls.
17. I just entered.
Oh, did
yesterday.
You?
Yeah. I've got my piece of cardboard ready.
Yes.
Is Ray Gun going to be there?
Yeah. I've been practicing my spins.
Spins.
I've been on my head spinning. So there's actually going to be 17 bebop guys or whatever they're
called. Okay. It's B-girls, the preferred title for breakdancers. B-girls and B-boys.
That's what I meant.
Yes. So, but the winners are then going to go on to compete in the national championship title to represent the Red Bull BC1 final in Tokyo. So from here, you'll move on to Tokyo. And May 18th is
already
the weekend here in Denver.
I've been brushing up on my Japanese.
Konnichiwa. If you don't have mad breakdancing skills like Jer over here, you can also just be a part of it. Tickets are available for pre-purchase, and they're just $10 right now. That's going to go up, so if you want to be in on it.
If you guys could go buy these tickets and support breakdancers like myself,
I think
this is a great cause, a great event. It's a lot of fun, and you know, people like me in that community, in the breakdancing community, we practice all year for this.
You do.
So to come out and support us like this is going to be a pretty big deal for all of us.
Yeah, well, man. I already have my shirt made here to support Jer's sweet
Thank
moves.
You.
that's what it says.
Yep. I'm just so proud of the work that you've put in. Like,
you
it's
really
going to pay off.
It's,
you know?
It's a labor of love, you guys. It really is.
How much time are you going to have to take off when you go to Tokyo?
TBD.
Okay.
Honestly, it depends on how far I make it.
Okay.
We'll work through it.
Well, best of luck
happens.
To you, man. Come on.
I appreciate that.
That's awesome.
I've been doing this since I was like in kindergarten.
I know.
Like
your turtle shell move is.
You have a weird spot on your head that doesn't grow hair anymore because of all the head spins.
My entire back is a callus, honestly, at this point.
You're so
but
good at
honestly,
it.
Honestly, thank you guys for the support.
You're welcome.
You're
of
welcome,
course.
Man.
It's
we're rooting
it's
for
really
you.
Rad.
That's rad. We're rooting for you, Jer. All right. How about rugby? You want to try out for that? Because Denver's looking to host the 2031 men's and then the 2033 women's Rugby World Cups. This
That's
is, again,
so far off.
A really big deal, though. Like, the rugby officials had to come and tour our Empower Field and Dick's Sporting Goods Park to see if they'd be good spots to hold the World Cups. But this is, again, the sport of rugby is growing. And the fact that they're looking at a place like Denver to host one of their biggest events in the sport, I think it's amazing. I love it. And again, both the men and the women's is what they're looking at here. So
it's a good look again. It's a good look for Colorado and Denver.
Denver's a sports city and Colorado is a sports state. So I'm just really excited that we're getting our flowers, Josh.
Hey, we're getting the four majors plus the women's soccer league. And they're also looking to put a WNBA. I mean, they're literally getting every type of sport you can get here. It's
they
awesome.
Sure are.
All
we're growing.
Need is professional pickleball.
We're
at this
growing.
Point.
Go rugby.
And that's well on its way.
Yeah.
And cornhole.
How about this story? I laughed so hard when I saw the town of Lakeside. So they're dealing with embezzlement right now. Some of their county officials have been taking money from their town. It's awful.
This is why those roller coasters are so janky, huh?
Yeah,
is this
exactly.
Right?
So the dad is the sheriff of the town. He was caught stealing some stuff. And then his daughter was the county town clerk, and she was convicted of reselling town-owned vehicles for a profit and then using those town funds on Costco purchases.
Well, have you seen the prices of mayonnaise and toilet paper?
They had to get those eggs.
Huh.
But a dad and daughter are being charged with this. And I just thought it was
hilarious. How do they
feel
like they could get away with
exactly,
this?
Exactly.
How many people are in the town of Lakeside?
I know. That's kind of where it was like, you were going to get caught eventually. I'm surprised you thought you could keep this up for so long.
It can't be a lot of money.
Oh, my gosh.
It's probably easily traceable.
Yeah. Well, and if we're actually looking at the exact amount of money, $26,088 is what they're having to pay in restitution. They also have 4 years of supervised probation. This is for the sheriff. And again, the town clerk is looking at her court date for May 5th. So
are we talking about Lakeside
Lakeside, dude?
The town, not like the carnival thing?
Not the carnival thing.
It's
okay,
funny.
See, that's what I was like, is this guy like playing the sheriff and his daughter's the clerk?
Name Woody? Like,
yeah, I was like, what is this? Okay, so Lakeside, the town.
The town of Lakeside, according to the 2020 United States Census, has a population of 16.
16 people?
Where is Lakeside? Where is this?
Jefferson County, so it's still Denver metro area. It's just apparently a very
16
small,
people?
Small town.
I think they live at the carnival.
I think they might. I think actually.
What is happening?
They might live at Lakeside, actually.
That's an interesting story,
right,
Katie.
As we get to the bottom of this, let's talk about how Southwest is going to change their bag policy. Did you hear about this?
Everybody is pissed off about this.
Bags will no longer
stupid.
Fly free unless you're a Rapid Rewards A-List preferred member, or if you're flying Business Select, you're still going to get those free bags. But I feel like this is a way that Southwest is trying to make people join their club.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. Absolutely,
I don't
right,
like
Jer?
This. I don't 100%,
buddy.
Yeah, I think that this is a shady way of doing that. And Southwest, I always used to, I love their airline, you know. Every time I've flown on Southwest, it's been a great time. But I did not like this move on their part. So.
How much is it going to cost to check the two bags now?
I think
do we
it's
know?
Just like $50, like every other major airline. You're going to cost $50 each checked bag.
Well,
you don't get any for free.
People will pay it.
Oh, they're
going
to
be harumph for the next couple weeks.
They're
going like,
to
okay,
pay
just pay
it. Absolutely. And also just one note
I do road trips.
About DIA. They're going to see over 1 million travelers for spring break traveling through Denver International Airport this year. So those flying Southwest, just be prepared. You're going to be paying some extra for bags.
There is a spring break story out this morning. It says 30% of students are paying for spring break with their student loan money.
Oh, why?
And all these financial experts are saying, don't do that.
What? What is happening?
What
are
you
say
doing?
John.
No, that was
so
sarcastic.
Dumb.
That's idiotic, Katie.
So they're taking
idiotic.
All their school money and just going to Cancun and get an STD.
Oh,
and they go, can you please pay off our student loans, please?
Zoe's
pretty, please?
Actually going to Cancun this year, but she's
you
not
were?
Using her student loans.
Oh,
Zoe.
Baby Nana?
Yeah, Zoe's going to Cancun.
We don't even know who
break.
Zoe is. We just go, oh, baby
Nana.
Okay.
Baby
Nana. All right, sorry. Zoe, who's Zoe?
And who are all these parents? I get so sick of this every year when people are coming up to me like, where are you going for spring break? I'm like, work?
I know.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Who are all these people that just take off a week willy-nilly and just go to somewhere tropical every year?
Those are rich people.
I've noticed that about,
I have a job.
I noticed that about a lot of my friends where they like just travel. And I'm like, do you not work five days a week? Like, what is your...
I'm so sick of that question.
Do?
And I look at them like... What?
Am I supposed to go somewhere?
We take off like 1 week a year.
We go to Lakeside. That's where we go.
Which apparently Lakeside Park is also the town. Yeah. We're getting texts saying that.
It is the town. Lakeside
so they live
Park is the town.
At the park.
Right.
Okay.
That is so,
so
kind of creepy to me.
I didn't realize that, I guess, when I was looking at this story. I just thought it was
funny.
That's
why the roller coasters are all janky.
It was
the roller coaster of emotions right
and
now.
And the daughter. That's what I thought was funny about it. But anyway.
I'm the town sheriff here.
All right. right.
Stealing money.
Just another funny Colorado story here. Did you see the driver that got pulled over because they had a temp tag that was fraudulent and they misspelled April? Instead of APR, they put ABR and got pulled over with
April
26th temp tag. Oh, facing some charges for that, obviously.
As they should.
Bro, at least spell it correctly.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
Oh, man. That's just, good. That doesn't help thieves being smart.
No, it
doesn't help the people
being
smart.
They're not members of Mensa, usually. You know what I mean?
Nope. Goodness.
Funny. What else you got?
Okay, well, that's... I do have one more, unless you want to go on to some national trending.
I don't care about that.
No? Okay, well, yeah, just that they have the lunar eclipse tonight or tomorrow night into Friday, right? Like,
oh,
the
it's
moon.
It's supposed to be cloudy, though.
And, yeah, and it's supposed to be really neat, though. Like, the full lunar eclipse is going to be blocked out by that storm that's coming through. That's what they're saying. We probably won't get a glimpse of the lunar eclipse.
How many people would be wandering out anyway?
To look at it? I'd be sleeping.
Four people.
I know. I can't stay up that late anymore. Like,
hasn't the moon been up
much.
In the daytime lately too?
Yeah.
So then why do we care?
Oh, you're
yeah,
like
if it's
we
in
get
the daytime,
to see the moon.
Yeah, it's not.
Well,
the...
but the moon gets blocked out. That's the thing. Is the moon is completely blocked out?
Yeah, but if it's in the daytime,
something.
We won't see it. By the Earth's shadow. Do you not know a lunar eclipse?
Sure.
It's blocked out by the Earth's shadow. What do you mean by
yes.
something? What do you think it is?
I don't know. I was waiting for you to tell me, actually.
Something? Is it the clouds? I don't know.
I'm just going
to
sit here and
blocked.
Let you two puzzle out space stuff.
Something.
Space stuff with Katie
yeah.
and Josh.
So the clouds may get in the way of the moon being blocked out by something.
Okay,
there we go.
Good.
There
good.
We go.
All right.
Puzzled it out.
That was riveting stuff right there.